With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Protesters making a bad situation much worse at a major airport. Here's correspondent Tayshia Stevens.
Airports across the country are packed with holiday travelers this weekend. FlightAware reports there have been over 1,900 flights delayed or canceled into or out of the United States. Making things even worse, video on social media showed pro-Hamas supporters blocking cars trying to get into O'Hare Airport. A series of coordinated protests called, quote, "No Xmas as usual in a genocide," end quote, attempted to disrupt the Christian holiday by blocking popular shopping areas both in the United States and the UK. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Minor earthquakes on Hawaii's Big Island and on the Olympic Peninsula just west of Seattle. No damage has been reported. The weekend earthquakes, though some 2,500 miles apart, were apparently unrelated. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. troops spending Christmas on a NATO peacekeeping mission in Kosovo say it is extremely difficult to be away from your loved ones on the holidays. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
The soldiers are from Rhode Island and Texas. Part of their duties include patrolling Kosovo's border with Serbia. Fears are high of a resumption of the violence that has marked their relations since Kosovo unilaterally broke away from Serbia in 2008.
It's obviously difficult to be away from home during the holidays, but we have an important mission to do.
At Camp Bonsteel, a Christmas tree is being decorated as a soldier video chats with her daughter.
If I were to tell you how difficult it was for me, I would start crying.
Three men recovering after being shot and wounded in New Orleans early Sunday. This is SRN News. Well, America's youngsters are big users of social media.
93% of kids between the ages of 13 and 17 are on YouTube regularly. 67% use TikTok, and about two-thirds are on Snapchat. Pro-family groups and clergymen say these numbers are the exact reason why lawmakers and regulators need to do more to protect young people from dangerous content. Critics say social media is a kind of Wild West environment these days, full of pornography and sex traffickers, and kids have very little protection. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Does reading the Holy Bible make people more generous? Well, the latest research suggests it does. The 2023 State of the Bible report from the American Bible Society finds that Christians who read and follow the teachings of the Bible are more generous than the average American. This is SRN News. Correspondent Melanie Lidman reports, unlike in previous years when Bethlehem was busy around Christmas, this year the war has, well, changed everything.
It was a very quiet Christmas, no celebrations, very little music aside from the national anthem. The scouts had a small processional in silence where they marched with some signs. I counted only a handful of tourists. There was one group I spoke to from Tanzania, another group from Indonesia. Other than that, there were almost no pilgrims from anywhere in the world.
In the meantime, Christians around the globe striving this Christmas Day to put aside the worries and fears of a war-torn world as they celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Christians in Syria gathered in a country still suffering from a long civil war. More details at SRNnews.com.